Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am Prophet and Teacher Laron Matthews, and as we prepare to go into a time of prayer on the eve of a Thanksgiving, we're giving God all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. And whatever you're asking the Lord to do today in your petition to bring it before him, the Bible said, make your request be made known unto the Lord. And when we do it, the word of God said, come boldly before the throne of grace in time of help. So we're getting ready to take time to go into the spirit. And we're going to believe God for whatever you're asking the Lord to do in this time of your life. These are the days and hours and season where we're watching things unveil all around us. And the word of God said, in the book of Matthew 24, we're going to see these times and seasons. We're not going to be able to determine winter, summer, fall, spring because of the season of the year. And that will be the time the close coming of the Lord. People of God, set your heart as a flint. Whatever you believe in the Lord for in this time of your life, make sure your heart is right with the Lord and in the kingdom of God. And we prepare to go into a time of prayer. I'm standing in the gap for you all over the world, wherever nation you are in, country, state, city, municipality, county, or county road. We're standing in the gap for you today, and we're believing God that there will be a miraculous breakthrough and healing and deliverance for you. Only thing you have to do, as the word of the God said by way of Yeshua, Jesus, he said, do you believe? And when they said, I believe, then miracles happen. You have to believe that God's going to move. You have to believe that God is going to do the miraculous and he's going to bring changes to your life in every area concerning the destiny and the purpose. If you're dealing with sickness, the Bible says also in the word of God, call for the elders of the church that they may come and pray and lay hands on you. And if there's any sin been committed, it shall be forgiven you. You should be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are standing today for you, with you, and on behalf of you. As our intercessory prayer team and ministry gifts come forth, we're standing tall and standing strong and believing God for the miraculous breakthrough for your life and your spirit on today. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you on today.
Amen. I'll be reading Psalms 100, the entirety. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his court with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah for this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, as we have come boldly before your throne. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you have given us the mind and the activities of our limbs, Lord God, to just be able to serve you and to magnify you. Lord, as we go into intercessory prayer today, oh God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, hey God, Lord God, hallelujah, to move through this line. Lord God, hallelujah, as you move through this line, you begin to, oh God, lift up the heavy burdens, oh God, of the souls that have been pressing in, oh God, trying to reach heaven's throne. We ask that you heal bodies and deliver mindsets. Amen. Change situations, oh God. Break the shackles, oh God, of those, oh God, that are bound, oh God, with oppression and depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, from the north to south, the east to west, oh God, that you change the lives of your people, oh God. And, oh God, hallelujah, you're raising up, oh God, those, oh God, that will stand on the wall and would not come down. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for those that have their lives dedicated to you, Lord, to serve you and to do what needs to be done in these last and evil days. Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, because we know it's not by might nor by our power, but it's by your spirit, oh God, that we move, we breathe, and we have our being, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, that we believe your word line upon line, precept upon precept, oh God. We know that you are answering prayers even yet while we're praying, oh God. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, those that are listening from far and near, Lord, and oh God, as they begin to listen to the prayer, that they will touch and agree with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, asking you, Lord, for forgive us for everything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing unto thee. Lord God, hallelujah, for our mindset needs to be steadfast on you, Lord, and Lord God, not doubting, not wavering, oh God, because you said in your word, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, the way the conditions and the times and the seasons are, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, people are going in many directions, oh God. But you told us and you commanded us in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. And Father, as we seek in you, oh Jesus, hallelujah, as we seek in you, Lord, give us an ear to hear and a spirit to receive. Oh God, let's lead it to our own understanding, but lead it only to what you have told us to do, Lord, moving forward, oh God, in faith and not in fear. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you are delivering, oh God, even now, Lord. Lord God, we stand in on you. We stand on your word, Lord God, because, oh God, our help only comes from you, Lord. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You have the whole power in your hand. And God, oh God, hallelujah, somebody is worried about where their next meal is going to come, but oh God, you are never God that is never late, you're always right on time. God, those that you're tugging on the hearts, oh God, Lord God, to deliver, oh God, the food to them, let them be expediently, oh God, to do what you said to do, be mindful, oh God, to be about your business, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, we know that you own everything, nothing is too hard for you, oh God, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Gloria, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. And as you begin, Lord God, to release your angels, Lord God, Lord God, to go to the four corners of the earth, Lord God. Revealing, Lord God, the mysteries, Lord God, of your word, Lord Jesus. Let us stand sure, Lord God, that your yea is yea, your amen is amen, Lord God. Lord God, because you are Alpha. You are the maker. You are the beginning. You are the end. And you are everything in between. Lord God, hallelujah. As you raise up warriors, oh God, for this day and this season and this time, God, strengthen them even now. Lord, your intercessors everywhere, Lord. Lord God, the visionary of this line. Lord, administrator, oh God. Lord, you know, hallelujah, the providence in them, oh God, that you have given up to them, Lord. Open up those territories even the more, Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Lord, we're looking for the day that Matthew's Ministries headquarters, oh God, is open, oh God, and that the building can be open, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. That those that are laid onto the wayside, oh God, those that are homeless can come in, oh God, and feast from a meal, oh God. Lord God, prepared by the saints, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that there's an apartment building, oh God, that, oh God, the shelter be oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't love us. We are limited to what we can do. But you are all, hallelujah. There's no limitations on you, oh God. We thank you for all the finances that have been provided, oh God. We thank you for all, oh God, the abilities and accessories that needs to go along with the finances, oh God, to make these things happen, oh God. Lord, and I thank you, oh God, Lord, that you're raising it up. You're raising up the level, oh God, of the mindset of those that are working in the vineyard, oh God, that they would not get lackadaisy, that they would not get, oh God, Lord God, forgive and so forth. You are that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will reign and rule, oh God, even the more, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you sharpen and discernment, oh God, of those of us, oh God, that is calling upon your name to do a work for you, Lord. You're making it possible, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, God, hallelujah, Lord, as your young people, the youth, oh God, Lord God, all over the world, they need leadership, oh God, strong leadership that, oh God, would not bow down, would not compromise with the enemy, oh God, but would teach them, oh God, the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, will stand strong and teach them with the anointing and the fervency of your power, oh God. Lord God, to help them to open up the understanding, oh God, making it plain of your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your seal of approval, oh God, for everything that is done. Lord God, hallelujah, to build up the kingdom of God. Bring back the backsliders before it's everlasting too late. Bring back those, oh God, that have wandered from home and don't know where they're at, oh God. They're not in the right frame of mind. Bring them back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are bound, oh God, and in captivity against their own will, that have been kidnapped, oh God. Make ways, oh God, that they're not injured, oh God, that they can come and be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, anything that we ask in your name, Lord God, and it shall be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to say thank you, Lord. Your word said, where two or three are gathered in your name, you in the midst. So we come to thank you that you're in the midst of this line on today, Lord God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God. Your will be done, not our will, but your will be done in our lives on this day, Lord God. And we just stop by to say thank you. I stop by to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All within me will bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and I forget not all your benefits. Who healed all our iniquities, who healed all our diseases, who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and mercy. So we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like an eagle. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because if it had not been for your grace and mercy, where would I be this day? You would have looked at my head, the activity of my limbs, the breath I breathe today is because of you. And I stopped by to say thank you. Thank you. I'm not waiting till tomorrow to say thank you. Every day is Thanksgiving because every day you bless us, Lord God. And we just say thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. Oh, we just come to magnify your name today. We lift up all our children all over the land today. Children we do know and don't know, we lift them up to you today, God. We ask you to place the right people in their path that will encourage them and draw them to you, Lord God. We come to bless your name today that you are married to the backslider. You love the backslider. Slide them back to you this day, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we praise you for strength today. We praise you for peace today, because your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give to us, let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. And we say thank you. Father, I lift up these two people that was murdered over the weekend in my area, Lord God. I lift these families up to you right now, God. Place the right people in their path that would draw them to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for exposing the murderers, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you, Father. And we say thank you. So strengthen these families, Lord God, because this is a great opportunity for salvation to come forth, even in bereavement, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Where they have the oxygen, know they need you, Lord God. They need you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives on today. We lift up the visionary of this line and his entire family, Lord God. We say continue to bless and meet every need they stand in need of. Mother Matthews and Daddy Matthews, Lord God, bless them indeed, because if it had not been for them, Lord God, we wouldn't have this powerful man of God. So we just come to say thank you for them right now, Lord God. Thank you for meeting every need they stand in need of, from the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way today, Lord God. Deliver us and set us free in our mind, body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord. We need you, nothing without you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you on today. Lord, we thank you for the momentum and the movement of the land, God. We thank you for the seeding that are drawing nigh. You said we draw nigh unto you, you would draw nigh unto us. God, you also said in your word in 1 Peter 2 and 9, you said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and that ye should show forth the praises of him who were called out of darkness into this marvelous light. Father, I thank you right now for the supernatural wind that's blowing over this conference line and over the United States and over the world, God. All seven continents, God, coming into divine alignment with the word of God and the knowledge for which you have released, Lord, from the heavenly, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word in Isaiah 65 and 24, he said, and it shall come to pass that before we pray, you have already heard. And while we're yet waiting, you have already responded. God, you said in your word in Psalm 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them. And you delivered them from all destruction. God, in the name of Jesus, we speak and decree and declare that the words that come out of our mouth today, God, that will begin to move over this land and over the lives of so many people that are broken and destitute and going through things in their life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're taking authority right now over demonic spirits in the realms of the spirit that are holding hostage the people, blessings and miracles and healing. Shine the cup of soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we're binding up every hostility, demonic spirit in the spirit realm right now. We come against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We cast the devil out of the mind. We rebuke every demonic spirit of perversion and lust. We come against the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. We're taking authority over the spirit of deception, Lord, that have been sent against the mind of your people, God. And we decree and declare the power of creativity to begin to explode and come forth out of the mind and the thoughts of the men and women of God all over the land. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the spirit of victory, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Isaiah 10 and 27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke should be taken off our shoulders and the burdens that will come from off of our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Father, we thank you for the power of the breakthrough and the power of the anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your power. Show yourself mightily in the saints of God. Show yourself mightily in those that are disenfranchised. Show yourself mightily in those that are wounded and hurting. Show yourself mightily, God, in the VA Veterans Hospital. Show yourself mightily, God, in the homeless shelter. Show yourself mightily, God, in that perverted house, in that drug house. Show yourself mightily, God, in that abusive home. Show yourself mightily, God, in that church, God. Show yourself mightily, God, on the streets, in the neighborhoods, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily in that correctional facility, that county jail, and that state penitentiary, Lord. Show yourself mightily, God, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily, God, in that family that's seeking another meal, God, and they're looking for somewhere to eat, God. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily for that man and woman that's under the bridge, God, that's been homeless, God, and have nowhere to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily, God. Show yourself mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word in Jeremiah 33 and 3, if we call upon your name, you will answer us, and then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And God, that means that the mysterious of the kingdom of God will manifest in the terrestrial realm, because it has came through the celestial realm. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy, and we come against controlling spirit, the spirit of manipulation, mind control spirit, mind altering drugs. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the spirit of confusion that has been launched in the land based upon administrations, political administrations, and parties, God, based upon party lines, laws and rules and regulations that have been sent out against the people of God, and laws that have been voted upon, God, to let people have rights that are illegal, rights that are against the moral principle of our family and our structure of our home, God, in the name of Jesus. But you said in your word, God, when the righteous in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. And you also said in 1 Timothy 2 and 1 by way of Paul, he said, I do it therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of you, our Savior, in the name of Jesus, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. And God, we decree and declare that the spirit of truth will manifest itself over and in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Now, God, we're pulling down the demonic spirit of indoor. We come against psychic spirit operating in realms of the spirit, God, operating in demonic realms, causing confusion. In the name of Jesus, we're pulling down the black magic. We come against witcheries. We come against that chanters. I bind up the spirit of the chanters. In the name of Jesus, that will lead confusion in atmospheres and in land. In the name of Jesus, we come against the stronghold that operate against the cerebellum and the cerebrum, trying to confuse our mind. In the name of Jesus, we come against the demonic activity that will try to attack the molecules and the organs of our thought process and our central nervous system, God. Move over them now. Loose yourself. We're binding up the shackles. We come against the fetters. In the name of Jesus, we come against the wicker. We're binding it up right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the warlock. And we're pulling down the spirit of the warlock. In the name of Jesus, we come against the hidden demonic activity. In the name of Jesus, that will set up landmines and will set up land blocks. In the name of Jesus, and I bind up border patrol demons that lie in the cores of the border, and I command you to loose your hold. I take authority right now over your spirit now. Shame in the Lord God rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we adjourn you by Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we go into the spirit realm and we pour down demonic agents that have been operating through the spirit of RK, false spirits. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the breakthrough and the breakout of the land for your people, God. in the name of Jesus. We come against psychotropic medication, demonic activity that operates from sinners from disease control. In the mighty name of Jesus, food and drug administration. In the name of Jesus, God, show yourself mightily. Turn the captivity of the hand of the enemy around. We eradicate the demonic activity. In the name of Jesus, you turn it around, God. You turn it around right now. You're loosing the people from the spirit of blindness, from the spirit of hurt, from the spirit of reckless homicide. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the death spirit. We send a veto notice. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of suicide. We're binding up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're taking authority right now. We loose the hand of the enemy. We break the back of the enemy. We bruise the hand of Satan. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your breakthrough and your anointing, God, over the people of God now, God. We speak to the financial issues that they're dealing with right now, God. Move by your power. Move by your authority, God. Take them out of the debt, God. Show them how to use wisdom with their finances, God. In the name of Jesus, show them how to invest themselves in property, in land, in opportunity, God, and proper investment, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you touch your people, God. You open up the door. You said faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we decree and declare your word, your power of your word today. In the name of Jesus, open it up unto them, God. Let them see your mighty hand and your mighty power and your mighty glory over them, in them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. You said they that know their God will do great exploits. You also said in your word that the eyes of the Lord God, you go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you also said in your word, you're perfecting those things which concern us. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your power. Show yourself mightily, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the imbalances in our lives and in our thoughts. We speak to chemical imbalances that operate in the body and the body of the people. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the sickness and infirmities in that body. I come against high blood pressure, and I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come against low blood pressure, and I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I speak to sugar diabetes. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of lupus. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of sarcoidosis. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I speak to thyroid malalgia. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I speak to stomach disorder, and I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come against gangrene. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of carpal tunnel. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come against the eye disease, and I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come to the hearing disorder. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come against the lunatic spirit. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I come against the deaf, dumb, and mute spirit. I bind you up, Satan, and I command those demonic spirits to loose their hold and go into the dry places now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the spirit of cancer. Cancer, the Lord might rebuke you. I speak to pancreatic cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to prostate cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to the colon cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to ovarian cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to brain cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to lung cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to brain cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to bone cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I speak to liver cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the cellular system. And I command the cellular system to come into alignment with the word of God. I speak to breast cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over it. I speak to stomach cancer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over that stronghold and that strong man that have united themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your healing power be personified into the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, everything that's been held up, I speak to the hijacking spirit realm, in the strands of the spirit, things that have been held up in vain, that's been hijacked by the demonic will, principalities. I come against your stronghold and your assignment. Prince of Persia, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. You foul demonic spirit, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. We speak to the wind precipitation into the earth realm, the shift on behalf of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for turning it around for my sister, for turning it around for my brother, for turning it around for our children and our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our living arrangement being turned in our favor, God. Our transportation being turned in our favor, God. In the name of Jesus, go inside, Lord. Move over that prison decision. Move over the prison. Move over it right now, God. Move over the parole board. Favor your people of God now that are on parole, God. Move by your power. That man is coming up for parole. That woman is coming up for parole. You move over them now. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily, God. They want them to come and show remorse for stuff they didn't do. So they got to come before a parole board and lie as if they've done anything, they've been forgiven when they've been caught up in a system that's operating against the very moral principle, against the family union, against them, God. Silent candidates that you for this system, God, for this system, God, for this system, God, for this prison system that are operated by corporations and corporations that are operating through Wall Street, getting up, locking people up in prison for money, God. In the name of Jesus, and not taking, putting money into the educational institutional system, in the educational system of the world, in the name of Jesus, Father, turn it around, Lord, turn it around by your power, turn it around in those committees, turn it around in those subcommittees, over the United States Senate, over the all 100 congressional, all 435 congressional offices, and all 100 congressmen, in the name of Jesus, and the President of the United States, and the Vice President, God, in that cabinet, Lord, move over them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, show yourself mightily, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, show your hand, God, concerning the destiny of your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You'll use that strength, God. You set your name as a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into in our faith, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, for this day, God, this hour and this dispensation that you have your people of God in, even now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, because you said in your word in Isaiah 40 and verse 28, you said, how thou not known and how thou not heard that you, the everlasting God, Elohim and Abba and Yah, God, Emmanuel, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, you faint not, God, neither is you weary in your doing, and there is no searching your understanding. You said you give power unto the faint. In the mighty name of Jesus, to them that have no might, you increase strength, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But you said, they that wait upon the Lord, you will renew their strength, God. You will mount them up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, God. I speak and decree and declare to the mind of the people of God that be thou strengthened today, because the word of God said in your word in Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of, according to the power that works within you. I speak to the power of the atmosphere, the power of suffosphere, the power of trochosphere, the power in biosphere, the power in lithosphere, the power in element. I speak right now to that atmosphere, God, and I command the power, God, the power to walk, the power to breathe, the power to stay anointing, the power of your glory, angels of the living God, loose the power of the strength, God, move it over their molecules, move it over their organs, God, empower them. Your word said in the book of the Acts, a time of refreshing will overtake them now. I command this season will be a time of refreshing. The refreshing power of the anointing of God will saturate the people of God, even now in the name of Jesus. Do it for them, God. Do it for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your miraculous hand overtake them. I speak to that person in a wheelchair, I command you to live. I speak to the person that got lung issues. You shall get up. You shall breathe. I speak to the COPD in your body in the name of Jesus. And I command your blood and I command the organs in that lung to begin to be healed now. In the name of Jesus, and I speak to right now, I speak right now to vertigo, and I command it to come into alignment. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for that bone disease. I command them bones to line up. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak to the cellular system of that person's body. In the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare the attacks on their immune system. I bind up the attacks on their immune system. The immune system fighting against the white cells and the red cells. I command them to line up now. I feel your miracle anointing and your power of breakthrough, God. Moving over the body of the people. I speak to that person that's dealing with bipolar and the schizophrenia spirit. I come against it right now. Chemical imbalances that make you out of joint and out of balance in your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I destroy the works of darkness. Shouldn't the Lord God rebuke you? I bind up the kingdom of darkness. I eradicate your plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to destroy the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus, and we can decree and declare the power of light to manifest itself over the men and women of God. I lift up those that pray today. I lift up Evangelist Wilkes. I lift up Mother Smith today. I lift up Minister Teresa Bryant. I lift up the Powell family. I lift up the Foster family. I lift up the Jones family. I lift up the Green family. I lift up the Cancellor family. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the Side family. I lift up the Simmons family. I lift up the Harris family. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the Teasley family. I lift up the Carroll family. I lift up the Black family. I lift up the Tate family. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up right now. We lift up the Bannon family. In the name of Jesus, go inside, God. Touch those other families. In the name of Jesus, lift up the Marshall family, trust the woman of God, trust the name of the Lord God, show yourself mightily, open up the windows of heaven, pour out the blessing, God, do it for the woman of God, in the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily, God, in the room, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, show yourself mightily, God, right now, God, for the Ziegler family, we lift them up right now, for the Pruitt family, for the Matthew family, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, for the Allen family, we lift up Bishop Rance Allen, cover him right now, heal his body, God. Go inside and deliver and set him free, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the Piggott family. Go inside. Touch the woman of God and the husband. Do it for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the power. We thank you for turning around. We lift up the Sydney family. Lift up that birth person that got stage 3 cancer. Go inside. Touch that body, God. In the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. I see a wind blowing. I see a wind blowing, God. I see a wind blowing in the spirit realm. It's manifesting itself. In the name of Jesus, you're Jehovah Jireh, God. You are a provider right now, God. So you're still mightily. God, we lift up Brother Black today. Cover his body, God. Heal his body, Lord. Touch his limbs, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the Marthal family. Cover them, God. Show yourself mightily, God. Heal right now. Cover the children, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for my children, God. Do it for my sibling, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them right now. We lift up the Johnson family. Go inside, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the Woods family. Touch right now. Touch your man, servant. Heal his mind, God. Heal his spirit, God. Give him the strength, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. Thank you right now. God, we lift up the Carswell family. Touch right now. Touch right now. Do it for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily, God. Show yourself in them, God. Show yourself through them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up the Science family. Touch your man, servant. Cover his mind, God. Touch in his body, God. Do it for your glory, God. Give him the power he needs, God, to be strong in you and the strong in your mouth, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for doing it right now. We're binding up familiar spirit. We come against the head of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the brother household. Cover your man servant. Cover his handmaid. Cover his ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for doing it right now. Hey, Alabosha. God, we thank you right now. We're lifting up Pastor Bailey. Touch him right now. strengthen them right now. We lift it up, Pastor Mel, God. Touch them right now, strengthen them. We lift it up, Pastor Joan, God. Touch them and strengthen them. We lift it up, Pastor Jacob, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Do it for these men, children. Heal their body. Make a way for them. Give them the strength of the ox and the lips of clay. We lift it up, the Ray daughter and the Galvin daughter. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now. Touch them by your power, God. Release what they need, God. Loose that oil of your protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm lifting up my dad, Bishop Matthews, God. Strengthen him right now. Make a way out of no way for him. Touch my mother Matthews, God. Touch mom today. Strengthen her even the more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We lifting up right now the Sanders Taylor family. God, we thank you right now. We lifting up mother Pfizer. Strengthen her body, God. And dad Pfizer. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Continue to build her body up. Strengthen us to the next level. In the name of Jesus, we lifting up the White family. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now. We lifting them up right now before you today, God. In the name of Jesus, we lifting up Prophet Wallace, his family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Do it right now. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your mighty hand, your mighty glory, and your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, we lifting them up before you. We lifting them up, God. We lifting up the Brickton family. We lifting up the Smithers family. Touch them right now. Show yourself mightily over Mother Brickton, God. Touch her right now, dead bring. Touch them right now, bring strength in his body. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in them and through them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're doing great and mighty things over them and in them, God. We lifting up the Okai family. Lift up the woman of God. God, we decree and declare she will be strengthened, God. We speak to the heart area. We decree and declare the heart to be healed, delivered, and set free right now. In the name of Jesus, we lifting up the Lopez family. Touch right now. We lifting up the Style family. Touch right now. We lifting up the Brown household, the man and woman of God. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily over their ministry and over the work you're doing. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty works, your mighty power and your mighty anointing. We thank you for the victory. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the Halstead family. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily in them and through them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for what you're doing with the administrator Rita Bryan family and her siblings right now and her sister right now. We're lifting up Joyce today. In the name of Jesus, touch Sister Joyce's body. Strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing. Doing it for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy, God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. What you're doing on the East Coast and the West Coast, God. What you're doing in the North and in the South, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're turning some around. There's a rumbling in our belly. God, there's something about to unveil. You're unveiling something into the earth realm for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty glory. Your mighty hand and your mighty glory. No, you sent things that know their God. We do great exploits. God, we're lifting them up today. We're lifting up Brother Doors, God. Touch them right now. We're lifting up Apostle Doors, Pastor Doors. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for those been faithful and committed to the work of the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we lifting up the Meeks household. Cover their Meeks, God. We lifting up the Matthews household. My other siblings, God. Saved, delivered, set free. In the name of Jesus, the Harrison family. In the name of Jesus, we lifting up Prophet Desiree, her family, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. We lifting up the Smith family. In the name of Jesus, God, right now, those that broken weight too soon, God, and they're going through something. You touch them right now. You bless them right now. You move over right now. You heal them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty glory. God, we thank you right now for doing it right now. We're lifting up the Chef Boo family. We're lifting up Pastor Carter. In the name of Jesus, cover these ministries, God. Do it for your glory, God. Strengthen those ministries, God. In the name of Jesus, we're lifting up Pastor Gainey, God. Strengthen the woman of God. Continue to cover her. Continue to build her ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare a greater level for our family fellowship ministry and the work that you're doing there, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. We thank you right now for restoration truth. Getting ready to break out to a new season. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for Apostolic House of Deliverance going to a new level. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty glory over the way of life holding the church. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for fresh oil worship center, what you're doing in that ministry. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the move of God. The waters are being troubled. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now for the breakout and the breakthrough, God, that you're doing for your people. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Kingdom Global Ministry, God. We thank you right now for what you're doing, God, and American Bible University, and Dr. Williams and her husband. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for touching the Bozeman body, the man of God, Chancellor Bozeman, God, Evangelical Christian College and Seminary, Montgomery, Alabama, God. We thank you for what you're doing in them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for new ministry emerging. We thank you for right now. Thank you for touching the mother city. In the name of Jesus, and the conference that's coming up, God, move by your power. Show yourself mightily. Open up new doors. Show yourself mightily in our conference, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the people that will come, the people that will be blessed, the people that will receive. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in Mother Dupree, Mother Stack's life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for mantles being released, the power of mantle holders and power of mantle handlers. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the explosion and to release it over your people of God, God. New marriages, marriages that are in place that will be stronger than ever before. The moral climate shall shift. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking for the moral climate shall shift into divine order, and divine power will be released from the moral climate. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the underworld. We speak to the underworld right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the dimensional realms of the third dimension, God. And we command everything to line up with the portion of the earthquake. In the name of Jesus, we command a shifting God, a breakthrough God, a master's overtake, in the name of Jesus, into the limiting God. We each war on all seven continents on behalf of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the melanin of the earth will shift in behalf of the people. In the name of Jesus, the climate control will be 68 on the power of your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the precipitation shift, the north wind, the south wind, the east and the west, God. We speak right now into the spring, the summer and the winter. We command a climate shift, a climate move. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Do it for your power, God. An arctic shift, God, over the land of the people, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to her, to the atmosphere, God, and we command a breakthrough. Oh, shut up, I say. God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you for breaking the breaking the breaking, God. We thank you for the breaking of the soil. Breaking the breaking the breaking of the soil, God. We thank you for breaking the breaking of the soil, God. We thank you. You can break it and do God. We thank you right now for the breaking, the breaking, the breaking and do God. We thank you for the breaking, the breaking, the breaking and do God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the breaking, the breaking, the breaking and do. I see the breaking, the breaking, the breaking, the breaking and do. We thank you, God, for the breaking, the breaking, the breaking. The treasures are being released. The treasures are being released. The treasures are being released. Because the breaking is the breaking. The breaking treasures. The hidden treasures are being released. Hidden treasures are being released. There's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking. Mountains are coming down. Things are crumbling. Now, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking for business, there's a breaking for ministry, there's a breaking for new homes, there's a breaking for family, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking in the banking system, there's a breaking in the world banking system, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking right now, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breakthrough coming, there's a breaking, 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 there's a breaking way past the Black Friday. There's a breaking that's coming. There's a breaking that's coming. There's an unleashing. There's an unleashing now. There's a breaking for the people of God. There's a breaking for those been faithful. There's a breaking for those been in covenant. There's a breaking. There's a breaking. There's a breaking. There's an open portal. There's a breakthrough. There's a breaking. The breaking. The breaking. The breaking. There's a 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 breaking right now. There's a breaking. There's a breaking. There's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now for the breaking, the mass exodus. Oh, Shana. There's a mass exodus, exodus, exodus. There's a mass exodus, exodus. There's a breaking, there's a breaking, there's a breaking. Shabakata Bahu. God, we thank you for the breaking that you're doing for your people. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for the breaking, Lord. We thank you for that wig that just fell off. We thank you right now for the breaking, the mass breaking, God, for your people even the more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the healing being the children bread. And God, by your stripes, they're healed. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we speak and decree and declare these things done in your son Jesus' name. Because you're Jehovah Rapha, you are healer. We thank you for the healing presence of your glory being magnified into the lives of the people. And we give you praise, glory, and honor even now in Jesus' name. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, and it is so. Hallelujah. Thank God, it is so. Thank God, it is so. Hallelujah. It is so, man. It is so, woman. It is so, people of God. It is so for your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. Walk in this thing. Walk in this one. There is a breaking. There is a breaking. There is something that has broke out, a breaking, breaking. And it's a breaking. It's a breaking. It's a breaking now. It is almost like the breaking of an unleashing. An unleashing, a presence of God for his people. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers today. I thank you, angels of the living God, for responding to our prayer. Because the word of God says he gives angels charge over us. And the word of God said we're just a little lower than you are. And we thank you for meeting us in the right place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord for the saints of God today. We bless you all, saints of God. We honor the Lord for you. Thank you, Mother. We thank you today, Mother Smith. We thank you, Evangelist Carlina Wilkes and your family. Powerful women of God, thank you for standing with me on today. Bless the Lord for you both on this day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I bless the Lord. Thank you right now for setting everything up. Minister Rita Brown, we bless the Lord for you as well. And the men and women of God that are listening in, we bless the Lord for you on today. All right, really quickly today, if you have a word, if the Lord has released something to you, you don't necessarily have to be a member of the conference line. You can just be a member in the body of Christ. But if the Lord gave you something for us, a word of knowledge, a word of us out or and give us understanding what the Lord is saying, we want to give you opportunity to do that. We won't tarry long, but we'll give you opportunity to do that. If you are on the conference line, you're on the conference line listening in, you can hit *6 right now on the conference line. You get *6 right now and come in. Mother Gwen and someone, the Lord gave you some, the Lord gave you some as well. You can come in right now. Saints of God, we're opening up this moment right now for the Spirit of the Lord God to speak expressively through the ministry gift that he allowed. As the apostolic voice of the conference man, I opened up for the people of God to begin to release whatever the Lord has given you. If the Lord gave you a word for us at this time, you can speak it at this time in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If the Lord's giving you something for us, glory to God. We want to be open in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord God and open to hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Glory to God. I bless the Lord for the saints of God on today. And I thank God for his will being done for the people of God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes.
Okay, this is Apostle Green. I just want to let you know I'm on the line today. Apostle Raymond Green from Louisiana. That's all I wanted to let
bless
you know on the line.
Bless you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. Bless you on
yes,
today.
Sir.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. Thank God for the man of God on today as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We honor the Lord today for all that he's doing for the believers and the people of God on today. We honor him today. And giving God all the glory and the honor and the praise for his great kingdom and the kingdom of God that is in existence on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right, saints of God, will we bless the Lord for the many of you that join us today and preparing for your holiday weekend, your holiday week. Amen. And we thank God for you all in this season to spend time with your family and your loved ones and walk in the promise of the Lord, bind up any drawback spirit. Tell the people of God all the time, you don't want to draw back in the season. You want to release what the Lord is giving you. We're very sensitive to the spirit of the Lord God. And we're always obedient and open to the treasures of the secrets of the kingdom of God that the Lord will release through his people of God on today. We bless God for the saints of God. The saints of God on today. And we continue to stay in that place of the great and mighty exploits of the spirit of the Lord God on today. All right. Well, say to God, don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. That's Thanksgiving morning. We will be coming on, me and Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Sidney. Amen. Evangelist Thelma Sidney. We'll be coming on tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Join us right here on the conference line as well as the blog side. Join us. We'll be sharing and we'll be talking on relationship, and we will be dealing with Thanksgiving morning as well. And we will be praying in the morning for those families, those homeless, those people that are going through difficult times. We will be praying for you all and lifting you all up in whatever the condition or things you're dealing with. We're standing in the gap for you. We're standing with you, and we're standing for you. And we're standing with you and for you, and knowing that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to come into alignment that the Lord has spoken. We're standing on the powerful presence and the glory of God. And we know that his will shall be done concerning your life and your purpose and the plan that God has for your life. So we're standing strongly with you all. So join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Thanksgiving morning, 5 a.m. So some of you will work. Some of you may not work, but join us. There will be a powerful word from the Lord on tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving morning. We want you to join us right here on the conference line and on the blog side as well. Join it. Call someone. Let somebody know. Join us 5 a.m. in the morning. We will be praying and believing God and speaking prophetically over the people of God even tomorrow morning. So join us, saints of God, as you prepare for your holiday season. Continue to keep your children and your prayers, your loved ones in your prayers. There are many things. There's a lot of criminal activity going on, pickpocket wallets. There are people that are robbing people. We're lifting you up and believing God for you and believing the Lord for. Someone said something to me the other day, and I tell you, they thought I was funny when I rebuked them to the highest I can. And they were saying they were joking. I said, I don't joke like that. I don't joke. I had to sternly rebuke them saints, I'm telling you. I said, well, you know, people out here robbing folks, and they'll rob you too. I said, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. I don't receive that. I denounce that. Oh, I'm joking. I said, no, shut your mouth. You listen to me. I denounce that. I detest that. The angels of the living God cover me. We don't play like that. We ain't playing like that. I've denounced that. I'm in a bubble. God won't protect me. But see, you got something you just don't joke with when it comes to spirits and operation of spirit. You take authority over that spirit. I don't care if you love them like you love the car. You still denounce that spirit. Don't joke like that, because you don't open up no windows and give the demon spirit any power. Don't give a spirit any power to joke and kid on you. You take authority. I broke that spirit down, and I hurt the feeling, but I hurt the demon, though. You got to hurt the demon. But you cannot accept certain things in your life and in your spirit. You cannot allow it to happen. Don't even allow it to be presented. I detest Satan. I don't like Satan. I don't like his plan. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like what he's trying to do to the people of God. So I stand on the word of God, and I decree the word of God. I decree you shall be protected. Divine protection shall follow you in the airplane and the airport. Amen. Divine protection shall follow you when you get in the Uber and when you get in whatever that other one is that they drive you. When you get in the cab, divine protection shall be with you on the bus, the airplane. Divine protection will be with you while you're driving down the highway. Divine protection will be with you, covering you everywhere you go. The divine protection of the Lord God will be with you in your truck, in your vehicle, In whatever your motor vehicle, the divine protection of the Lord God go with the saints of God in everything that you do. That will be the divine protection and the hand of God will hover your family, hover your children, hover your loved ones, hover you. There are no drunks, no alcohol, no drugs, no one will see you. God will put you in a bubble where no one will see you at all. Your children will be walking down the street. No one will see them. They'll walk past them. No demonic spirit. I command the angels of the living God to blind the eyes of demonic spirits that are operating in human bodies, that the presence of God will move. I speak to the presence of the angels of the living God to give you promotion, opportunity, overturn, application that's for other people that corporations and bosses want to have, that your application for the Lord, your application would be top priority on that job and for that corporation and for that institution. You would take top priority. I speak that into the atmosphere. I speak that over your life. I speak that over your business, your corporation. I decree and declare that when people talk about contracts, you will get contracts. You will get new contracts. You will get old contracts and new contracts. Everything will work in your favor, and things will be just open up unto you like never before. I decree it shall be done. I decree it shall follow you. I decree you will become an investor for that company. You will your work. You didn't get that raise. They gave you a part-time raise. You will get a greater raise. They will just turn around and say, we apologize for what we gave you. We got to give you more. I speak that to your atmosphere. Those that need loans, that loans will come into your God, you will be sitting there, and then a piece of paper will blow in front of you saying you can get a loan. You can get a loan. You can get a car. And you call it up. And the person said, I've been waiting for you, that you get that vehicle, that things will work in our favor. This is the favored time. This is the favorite of God. 5780, 2020. We are favored. Everything is favored for the people of God. Don't let these religious people tell you what's not going to happen. These are in the most cataclysmic time in biblical days, the church people prosper more than they ever prospered. It's in the Bible. When we went going through the most difficult time, we prospered because we were the light and darkness. And darkness always seeks out light. And guess what? You're light, so they're going to seek you out. There's an oil on your life. There's an anointing on your life. People are looking for you. You got the answer. In your mouth is an insurance policy. You got the answer to the destiny and the purpose of many people today. We're hanging around with people that are leeches. Shut down those leeches. Shut it down. Open up the door. God is creating. God is creating protégés. He's opening up doors for many of you to meet CEOs, chief executive officer, corporate executive, presidents of board. God's connecting you to the wealth portal of the information highway of the world. The Mike Zuckerberg and all those high chief executive officers. The chief executive officer of Amazon going through all kinds of stuff. Got billions of dollars. Miserable. Divorced his wife, hurting and going through pain. He needs people like you, men and women of God. You're going over there buying from Amazon. You need to be in the office with the Amazon chief executive officer. God is opening up those doors. We're talking about the president of the United States. He's a lonely man. Be there. He needs you. God said we are the people. We are going to change the nation.
Yes, Lord.
Going
into
realms of the spirit. That are supernatural levels in the kingdom of God. And God have you on display in the middle of it. You ain't got to argue about somebody talking about what you didn't do and what you should have did. Somebody asking you for $100 when a check have your name on it for $5 million and $10 million. Everything is waiting for you. It's waiting for you to tap into it. You can't have fear. One of my points that I'm teaching on the 2020 window that's open, I said faith will be in a showdown with fear, and covenant will overtake contract. You're in the time. I'm teaching that over my teach our church. We're talking about the 2020 window. You need to join us on Sunday and Facebook Live. Share with as many people. Go listen to this past Sunday Facebook Live. It was a powerful, powerful move. I'm teaching on this 2020 window, what God has prepared for the people in 2020. I'm telling you, we're in it right now. We are in a mass exodus. The highest, do you know, the wealth of the wicked is laid up? Look at this man that was in prison, a billionaire. What did he get? He died. Why? Because the wealth is laid up for us. It's laid up. The highest levels are being caught up because they need us. They need us. They're dealing with perversion and lust. We're watching and looking at them, and they're looking for somebody to reach out. They can't hang with their own. They're all fighting among each other. They're looking for us. They're looking. They're searching you out. Some of them watching you on YouTube, and you don't even know. They're watching you on Facebook. They're listening to your conversation. They're going to conference land. They're seeking out some help. They're listening to radio broadcasts and television. They're looking for you. The search is on for you. Matter of fact, the search is on for your oil. We're in that time, saints. You trying to worry about, well, I ain't going to say that, but anyway, we ain't gonna leave that long. But the search is on for your oil. You ain't got to be running around arguing with people for superficial things. Going through that social media foolishness. There's another level. There's another realm that God is releasing to the people of God. 2020, this 2020 window is going to be doing, we're going to deal with three dimensions, three-dimensional spirit, a false spirit, Matthew 4:1. Jesus had to deal with the false spirit of Satan in the three-dimensional realm when he tapped into the realms of the spirit. The first realm, when he said he met the tempter, and the tempter came to him and said, what? Make these stones of bread. The false, you're going to always deal. In the 2020 winter, you're going to deal with three dimensions of false spirits. And people are going to be thinking they're rams of the spirit. They are rams of false spirits. And they're going to try to take you out. And you're going to operate in these rams. And you're going to expose the fourth dimensional ram. Will begin to open up creation, manifestation, glory, anointing, power, ages, and arena. Some people can't. Some people's mantles are just sitting in what we call cyrospace. They're sitting up there waiting for you. All right, I'm done. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the people today. Thank you for those that are listening in, waiting for the manifestation of the glory of God. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. All right, saints of God, we thank you for listening today. Continue to walk in the purpose and the promise of the Lord God on today. If you desire to be a blessing to this ministry, and many of you who are listening in far and near, we want to give you an opportunity. If you had not, we want to give you an opportunity to do just that. You can go to our website, We Restore You. That's We Restore You, the letter U, .org. You can click on the donation button. The donation button there, you can sow a seed into this ministry work and the work that we're doing and be a blessing. Surely we thank God for your seed in advance. Those who have a Cash App on their phone, is an app on your phone called Cash App. You can download it, and you can sow a seed via Cash App. You can go to money sign, the symbol, the money sign, and put the acronym of our ministry, R for restoration, F for foundation, P for prophetic, I for international ministry, RFPIM, and be a blessing to this ministry. I certainly thank God for your seed in advance and everything that God has done through you and for you on the behalf of this ministry. Also, you have Zelle, you can go to Zelle, and what you can do on Zelle is look up, go to Zelle, and put in We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing to this ministry. I thank you all for joining us on today and your supernatural strength and your obedience. Thank you for praying for us and lifting us up. The greater is coming, and many things are unveiling the more for us, and I am blessed to be part of the great kingdom leaders and men and women of God that are willing to go through the sacrifice to see the Savior move on behalf of us. I tell you, I am blessed today. All right. Any final words, Minister Aretha Bryan, and any final words over there, woman of God, for us on today? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless in the Lord for you as well, Minister Aretha Bryan. And the Son of God.
Double H. Pastor Matthew, everyone that's listening in on the line, please keep in mind that we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday for the man of God. We're approaching a brand new month, and if you would like to bless the man of God, please feel free to do so by visiting the ministry website at werestore.org. Also, please remember that Love the Unfinished Chapter will make someone a great gift for the holiday season, you can purchase it at Amazon.com, or you can visit the ministry website as well. God bless you, women of God.
Bless you too, woman of God. We thank God for the saints of God on today and the mighty works of the Lord God is doing in your life and for your life. Amen. We thank God for you and what he is doing in your life and for your life, saints of God. Continue to walk in the purpose and the plan and the promise of God for your life on today. Let obedience be your down payment in this season, saints. We love you all with the love of the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord God on today. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Somebody who cares. When I found you, found my most intimate prayer. When I found you, I found what every heart dreams of. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all others goodbye. When I found you, I saw my fears fly away like a dove. When I found you, I found the love.
Ron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You alone are my God. You alone are my King. You hold the whole world in the hollow of your hand. Come on and hide me from the rain. Hide me from the rain. Come on and hide me from the rain. Hide me from the rain. To lose my breath, the Lord,
more fighting left. Seeking to rise no more. Searching for that open door. I didn't know, was I gonna make it? Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. Yes. And when all my strength is gone, in you I look to you. I look to you. Oh. And when melodies are gone, and you I hear a song, I look to you, my Lord. Yeah. Look to you. Oh, yes.